Kubernetes, also known as K8s, is an open-source container orchestration system that can be used for programming deployment, scaling, and management of containerized applications. Kubernetes were innovated with the aim of providing a way of automatically deploying, scaling, and running operations of a container applications across a wide range of hosts. A container is a standalone, lightweight, and executable package of a part of software that is composed of components required to run it, i.e., system tools, code, runtime, system libraries, and settings. Containers function to segregate software from its adjacent environment, i.e., for instance, variances in development and staging environments, thereby enabling the reduction of conflicts arising when teams run separate software on the same network infrastructure. Containers may be flexible and really fast, attributed to their lightweight feature, but they are prone to one problem. They have a short lifespan and are fragile. To overcome this enormous problem and increase the stability of the whole system, developers utilize Kubernetes to schedule and orchestrate container systems instead of constructing each small component, making up a container system bulletproof. With Kubernetes, a container is easily altered and redeployed when misbehaving or not functioning as required. Kubernetes background. The initial development of Kubernetes can be attributed to engineers working in industries facing analogous scaling problems. They started experimenting with smaller units of deployment utilizing C groups and kernel namespaces to develop a process of individual deployment. With time, they developed containers which faced limitations such that were fragile, leading to a short lifetime. Therefore, Google came up with an innovation calling it Kubernetes, a Greek name meaning pilot or helmsman, in an effort aimed at sharing their own infrastructure and technology advantage with the community at large. The earliest founders were Joe Beta, Brendan Burns, and Craig McLuckie, who were later joined by Tim Hawken and Brian Grant from Google. In mid-2014, Google announced the development of Kubernetes based on its Borg system, unveiling a wheel with seven spokes as its logo, with each wheel spoke representing a nod to the project's code name. Google released Kubernetes version 1.0, the first version of their development, on July 21, 2015, announcing they had partnered with Linux Foundation to launch the Cloud Native Computing Foundation, CNCF, to promote further innovation and deployment of the Kubernetes. Currently, Kubernetes provides organizations with a way of effectively dealing with some of the main management and operational concerns faced in almost all organizations worldwide by offering a solution for administration and managing several containers deployed at scale, eliminating the practice of just working with Docker on a manually configured host. Advantages of Kubernetes. While Kubernetes was innovated to offer an efficient way of working with containers on Google systems, it has a wider range of functionalities and can be used essentially by anyone regardless of whether they are using the Google Compute Engine on Android devices. They offer a wide range of advantages, with one of them being the combination of various tools for container deployments, such as orchestration, services discovery, and load balancing. Kubernetes promotes interaction between developers, providing a platform for an exchange of ideas for the development of better versions. Additionally, Kubernetes enables the easy discovery of bugs in containers due to its beta version. Chapter 2: How Kubernetes Operates. Kubernetes design features a set of components referred to as primitives, which jointly function to provide a mechanism of deploying, maintaining, and scaling applications. The components are loosely coupled with the ability to be extensible to meet a variety of workloads. Extensibly is attributed to the Kubernetes API, which is utilized by internal components coupled with extensions and containers that operates on Kubernetes. In simple, understandable terms, Kubernetes is basically an object store interacting with various codes. Each object has three main components: the metadata, a specification, and a current status that can be observed. Therefore, a user is required to provide metadata with a specification describing the anticipated state of the objects. Kubernetes will then function to implement the request by reporting on the progress under the status key of the object. The Kubernetes architecture is composed of various pieces of work together as an interconnected package. Each component at play has a specified role, some of which are discussed below. Additionally, some components are placed in the container/cloud space. Master. It is the overall managing component which runs one or more minions. Minion. Operates